WCFWFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. There is Prince in Purple Rain. Mike McKay along with you. All right, so on my Facebook page and on the 105.7 CFW Facebook page, which I hope you're following, click that like button if you haven't done so yet. Look it up. Also, if you and I are friends on Facebook, if you follow me, my Mike McKay page, if not, click that as well and like it. But anyway, the question is, I came across this thing. Gen Zers do not like top sheets anymore on the bed. They just want the fitted bottom sheet and then a blanket on top. So the question is out there, top sheet or no top sheet for you, for your bed? I'm just curious, okay? We'll see what's up. Let your opinion be known, all right? Here's Hootie and the Blowfish now. Drive careful out there this morning, 105.7 CFW.
gonna be with you. Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only wanna be with you. You can call me a fool. I only wanna be with you. Yeah, I'm tangled up in blue. I only wanna be with you. I only wanna be with you. I only wanna be with you. I only wanna be with you.
Seven CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Wheaton. This is 105.7 CFW.
Come over here. But it does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
Five seven CFW Mike McKay along with you. 8:17 it is. Our temp is sitting at 26 degrees at the studio right now. Looks like we're at 37 today. We're going to get some partial clearing later on today. And yes, as I've said earlier this morning, welcome to winter. And it looks like we might have some more coming our way starting on Sunday again. And the beginning of next week looks like we could have some off and on snow. I mean, we need precipitation. Let's face it, it's really dry. So we need this stuff. But, you know, take it easy out there. We're really out of practice, I guess, aren't we? All right, let me get to the birthday and anniversary list. I do it every morning about 8:15, give or take a couple of minutes, right here. So reach out to me through my Facebook page. You can private message me if somebody's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary in your life and let me know who it is, when it is. You can also text me through that Civic Media app on your smartphone. Get that on your smartphone and then open up that Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW, make it your home station. That way you can listen to us anytime, any place right there through the app. And also you can reach out, text through the app, stuff like that. Let me see. Celebrating today, Christine Ott is on the birthday list. Tiffany Wagner is celebrating a birthday today. James Jefferson is celebrating a birthday today. And wasn't there a football player on the Minnesota Vikings, or is a receiver? Isn't his? I don't know. Anyway, and Corinne Ross is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to one and all. Hope it's going to be good. Let me see. You're celebrating with Reese Witherspoon is 48. Cruel Intentions, Sweet Home Alabama, Legally Blonde, of course. Let me see. Who else? I had somebody. Oh, Matthew Modine is 65, the actor. He was in Married to the Mob, Full Metal Jacket. That movie was intense, wasn't it? And also a movie, I think it was like 82 or 83 it came out, Vision Quest. It didn't really do that much at the box office, but if you ever get a chance to see Vision Quest, watch it. It's a good one. Bob Costas, sportscaster extraordinary, 72. And, oh, look at this. He's 93 today.
Space.
Yes.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds. to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
That's right, William Shatner, Captain Kirk, 93. Have you seen him lately, too? That dude looks great. I mean, good for him. So, again, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. I hope you have a fantastic day.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo.
1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, so I asked you the question a little bit earlier and said if you went someplace maybe to eat or like a coffee shop, something like that, and you were served by a robot, would you tip the robot? Because typically, you know, wait staff, we tip. Here's why I asked this, because a new coffee place in New York City has replaced the baristas with robots. However, the robots, when they serve you, the customer, they ask for a tip. And the owner of the establishment said that the tips will go towards maintenance of these machines that they, quote, hired, unquote. So would you tip a robot if it brought you your, you know, your cappuccino or your latte? Or, you know, your breakfast or your lunch or whatever. If it served you, would you tip it? I don't know. Maybe this will make me sound like a jerk because I tip all the time. I feel like I'm a pretty generous tipper. But anyway, I would not. If a machine brings me something, a coffee or a steak dinner, I don't care. It's a machine. I'm not tipping the robot, okay? If that's wrong of me, then I guess call me wrong, okay? What about you? If you're served by a robot, would you tip the robot?
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
We belong together.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
CFW. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll give you details on the forecast, let you know how things are going to go weather-wise for today and into the weekend. It is going to get better as the day goes on. It's going to be a little breezy today, though, but we'll give you more specifics on that. Let me see. 26 is what my temp is here at the studio. Also, James Kelly will be around with a little bit of news to get you caught up, too. Right now, Bare Naked Ladies are on 105.7 CFW.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. And said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a bake out like a stinking ink and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crying.
burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one, like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting, I'm tantric, like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium home of the Robbie.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire knows you know how to maintain your vehicle, and they are here to help you protect your investment. Proudly female-owned, Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire provides complete engine diagnostics, suspension, tires, batteries, oil changes, and more. Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire wants to extend special opportunities for 105.7 CFW listeners. Get a free tire rotation with the purchase of an oil change by calling 715-895-8451 today.
Take a trip to Water Street in Eau Claire and step back in the 70s at Truckers Union. Feel the groovy music and take in the scents of the area's largest selection of incense and burners as you shop the latest in local hand-blown glass, smoking accessories, gorgeous tapestries, posters, jewelry, and so much more. Now under new ownership, Truckers Union has been your local progressive gift shop for almost 54 years and is still going strong. Shop Truckers Union on Water Street in Eau Claire today.
Oak Ridge Chemical in Eau Claire salutes the men and women of our military and our veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are fighting hard to defend our great country and keep freedom alive worldwide. This from Oak Ridge Chemical in Eau Claire. We work to provide our customers with the highest quality cleaning and janitorial products, leading the industry since 1976. Call 715-835-9810 or visit oakridgechemical.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls residents are complaining that people are dumping garbage in dumpsters at Irvine Park. The Chippewa Falls Police Department announced that they are looking into the garbage dumping and reminded residents that the dumpsters at parks and other public spaces are not meant for their own household garbage. In a Facebook post, the Chippewa Falls Police Department said Parks Department staff estimate about 20% of the garbage that's being put in the park dumpsters is personal household trash. In-person absentee voting is officially underway in Eau Claire. The city sent out a reminder that in-person absentee voting is underway with information for residents on where they can exercise their right to vote. City of Eau Claire residents will have voting available in the City Hall parking lot drive-through on weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until next Friday. City residents can also use the service to register to vote if they have not already, and voters who received their absentee ballots in the mail can drop them off in the drive-through. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Light snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 36, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 13. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 34, with more snow tomorrow night, and that's going to be the beginning of a fairly significant storm system that'll impact our region into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26. CFW.
Keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
1057 CFW. There goes Georgia Satellites. It's Mike McKay moving you through this finally Friday. Earlier this hour, I had the story about a coffee shop in New York City where they replaced all the baristas, all the human baristas, with robots. But when the robots served the customers, they asked for a tip. And I asked, just, you know, I threw it out there and said, would you tip a robot if you were served? Personally, maybe I'm wrong, but I would not. That's just me. It's a machine. I'm not going to tip it. Okay? If it's a human being, absolutely. A machine, not going to. Okay? I'm just not going to. Apparently, I'm not alone. Let me see. I've got 11 messages through Facebook and also text to me through the Civic Media app. And every one of them said, absolutely not would they tip a robot. So I don't know. Maybe somebody will, but it looks like a lot of us are not going to tip the robots. Sorry, robots.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Dressed in black, she's a